Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer. He's known for calling out politicians.
Hey folks, how you doing? Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer here, cutting the crap. Crap stands for culture, race, and American politics.
And listen to him on Coast to Coast Radio.
Each holiday season, I tell this story. And I'm glad you're joining me for my radio program. You're listening on 93.3 or 104.3.
Now, here's your host.
People joining in from all over Longview, Texas, Maine, Cleveland, Odessa, Mentor, Ohio, Carlsbad, California, Loveland, California, Houston, Atlanta, Maine, and others as they jump on and chat here as I do the radio program. Could you imagine going back in time and thinking about what it was like to be a pilgrim? It's bad enough that they were fleeing persecution from their homeland. They had to run from their homeland because they were not allowed to live their lives the way they want to live their lives. They were not allowed to practice their religion the way they wanted to practice their religion. Therefore, they set sail for the New World. Sounds like a lot of suppression that's going on right now with socialist media going on. But most people do not know the words that really changed it all. They have no idea what the real story is of Thanksgiving and how it came down. But it came down to, imagine, right? These people fled persecution in their homeland. They're going to go to a foreign land. All they know is that they're going with the prevailing winds. They'll end up in the New World, and they have been told about these vicious, vicious tribes that are there, that they're going to kind of stake out their place in the country. It's happened many times, right? You go to a foreign land, you start all over. And so they had no idea of how they were going to be welcomed to the shores of what they thought was just a place of vicious tribes. So can you imagine that when they're starving, they're down and out, and they just know it's do or die, that the words that saved them was when one of these Native Americans walked into their village and said, in perfectly intoned and inflected English, with the really smile, wonderful smile, says, "May I have a beer, please?" That's how the pilgrims' lives were changed. That's how the pilgrims' life were changed, and I want to tell you the true story of Tezcuantum, otherwise known as Squanto, because it is an amazing story of survival. It is an amazing story of just being of service to your fellow mankind. Many times it's not shared because there is a vested interest in letting everybody believe that Native Americans and pilgrims to what became Americans were always at each other's throat. But that's not true. Now, this fellow Tezcuantum was born about the year 1580. His nickname, the easiest way to say his name, was Squanto. There's not a lot published about Squanto and his life and his buddy that actually was named Samoset. There's some debate whether it was Samoset or whether it was Squanto that said the words. But the first Thanksgiving in 1621 occurred because they met this friendly native in Plymouth, Massachusetts, named Squanto. This is the person that taught the pilgrims how to plant corn and they enjoyed an incredible feast with their new native friend. But it is Squanto that's the true story of Thanksgiving, thankfulness, forgiveness, etc. Let me tell you this story. See, I already said he was born in about 1580 in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Not too long after that, while he was a young man, Squanto was, some say, captured, but he was actually lured onto a ship. See, he had seen ships arriving from England all the time. Squanto, at the time, it was said that he was out on the shore and he was pulling lobsters from the main coast, right? In about 1605. So we're talking about an individual to be actually a full-grown man, but 25 years old at this time. So he's working with his family and they're harvesting lobsters. Now, he had no reason to believe that this ship would be dangerous to his life because this ship had arrived many times back and forth with trading. It was the visiting by merchants. What happened is he was lured onto the ship, okay, of this merchant. Because the merchant thought it would be novel for English people to be able to see firsthand a Native American, right? Squanto came from a village. His people were known for being very hardworking, resourceful people. They would actually, the men of his tribe would travel up and down the coast on fishing expeditions. And the women actually were the ones that cultivated the three sisters, you know, corn, beans, and rice. Their tribe, Patuxet, that's P-A-T-U-X-E-T, were always considered friendly contacts. So this literally fellow, they were conned into getting on the boat. Now, there's questions as to whether they were really captured and put into chains or whatever, but these English explorers, England explorers, got Squanto and 23 other Native Americans aboard the ship for a Captain Thomas Hunt. He kind of did it under the guise of they were going to do trade. Instead, the captain basically imprisoned them and held them on board, okay? The natives themselves, the Paxton tribe, were outraged by the kidnappings, but there was really nothing they could do, right? And the Englishmen and their prisoners were just gone, and they took Squanto to the other side of the Atlantic, right? This fellow, Squanto, believed it was a trading vessel, but it wasn't. So what happened is they literally just thought it'd be neat if people in England could see real live Native Americans. And so Squanto's taken away as his mother and family wept on the shores as this ship sailed away. While in England, in London, there was a fellow that Squanto ended up working for. Now, this fellow was completely away from his homelands, taken like a novelty, right? And he actually ended up with a fellow by the name of John Slaney. And John Slaney kind of felt bad for Squanto. And so what he did is he actually taught Squanto perfect English. And he felt that Squanto could actually maybe one day work his way back to his homeland. And so he actually taught him to become a translator for the English. And this guy, Slaney, taught Squanto everything about King James's London at the time. He ends up spending 9 years there. So he's 9 years away from his family in England, foreign land. He completely learns the foreign land, learns to speak the language. And he gets to return back to the Americas with, by acting as a guide for the very famous explorer, John Smith. You've heard of John Smith before, right? And so John Smith is going to bring Squanto back to what would become the United States of America. However, Squanto comes back to his tribe. He basically comes back to find that his tribe was entirely wiped out with smallpox and disease. So this coastline in the Americas that had all these incredible thriving society of natives, one of the dangerous packages that came from England was disease. And what happened is Squanto's entire family and tribe were totally wiped out by disease. If you go back and read some of these old accounts, you will find that all along the coastline of Americas, there were vast civilizations of Native Americans. It's kind of why we have the Mound culture today and some of the other cultures. What could have never been known was how disease of one side of the planet would react on the other side of the planet. And smallpox came. In lands where literally you had potentially millions decimated, wiped out, it was said to have literally, you could just see skulls and bones piled up on the shore. Because disease had ravished the Americas so much. Now remember, this happened all along the globe at different times. This was when we didn't understand the nature of disease. We didn't understand that X part of the world could bring disease to this part of the world that had never been experienced to it. And it literally wiped out millions. That's the sadness of disease, and that's how simple diseases that we can conquer today can actually change the course of human history. And so what happened is, as he is going to come back with John Smith, and he gets here, right, to guide, Squanto, for whatever reason, another British explorer that happened to be in the area at the same time, came across Squanto, and what does he do? Once again, with the novelty of Squanto, he takes Squanto, who's lost all his family, been imprisoned, technically, away from his land for 9 years, takes him on his ship against his will, and then that person sold Squanto. His name was Thomas Hunt. He sold Squanto into slavery and Magella, Spain. Here is a Native American conned onto a ship as a novelty, taken to London. Somebody becomes sympathetic for him, trains him, teaches him the whole bit, waiting to get passage back to the New World. He gets passage back to the New World only to be taken again by another British and sold into slavery in Spain. Now, good, bad, or indifferent, in Spain, he found another sympathetic home. For there, he lived with monks. And the monks now took this Native American, taught him Spanish. He already knew English, taught him Spanish, and taught him scriptures. And then all of a sudden, this Native American with all this knowledge once again is going to cross for the fourth time, going to cross the ocean in 1619, headed back to his homeland. No idea what history had in store for him, but he was the person single-handedly that changed the fate of our great nation when it was very young. More to come up right after this.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
The morning after the 3 November 2020 presidential election, Americans woke up to the stark reality that our great nation was under a new type of attack. This attack didn't come with mortars or bullets, but was an assault on our sacred election process. Since then, Americans everywhere have had to ask themselves if they really believe that our election was true and fair. We are in a time of large-scale government corruption, and many have lost faith in our institutions. That's why we formed the America Project for you and for the nation. The America Project was formed by a group of fellow patriots who are building the most pro-freedom and pro-American network ever known. The America Project will connect you with organizations, churches, small businesses, and individuals to help you win for America. The America Project is about actions and results. Join our team today. God bless you and God bless America.
You know, it's kind of hard of us to think about a grand cabal, right? It's like something out of a James Bond movie, right? Some evil guy waiting for his $1 billion, right? Well, suspend belief for a moment. And do you believe that sometimes people cheat? Think about it. If you played cards or any games with your brothers and sisters, people cheat. It's just the way it is. So now let's peel that onion back and let's look at the voting system. For the first time in history, we have the most people ever that came out to vote. Or the most people, dead people, that voted. Whatever it is. But the most people ever came out to vote. Then you have the most ever spent in any election year. $14 billion. Was spent in 2020. And then you have the first time in history by many, many multiples, tons of ballots mailed out, dumped in the marketplace. Is it a lot easier for maybe hundreds or tens or even thousands of people to do a bunch of little things that end up changing the big result? So sometimes don't think about it as this big grand cabal doing things. There's enough small people that do some of these bad things that can change the vote. I'm Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. I'm an inventor.
Get the hard-hitting truth. The left doesn't want you to hear the real truth Jovan Hutton Pulitzer has to tell you. You want common sense and facts, and that is what Jovan Hutton Pulitzer can provide. He is your warrior helping you fight the left. Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear. At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
we're back.
Traveling
now,
though.
Let's continue to fight in back Patagonia, and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct.
In his journals and on maps, when Magellan was in Patagonia, he discovered giants. Now, we're talking about people that were 9, 10, and 12 feet tall. Literally. It's on the books. You can see it. Wrote about it. It was a fascination of Abraham Lincoln. He used to write about giants and their existence in the Americas. But the reason I tell you this is because even Magellan got some of those giants that he wanted to bring back and show the world. Unfortunately, they perished on the ocean trip back. And it was said, of course, they dumped their bodies overboard. And so this was evidently something pretty common that went on. And so now, after leaving Spain and learning the monks, with the monks, got somehow back to England and Spain, learned Spanish, learns English, learned scriptures. He's crossing the ocean for another time. Squanto ends up in Newfoundland. Newfoundland is the eastern north part of Canada, okay? So what happens is when Squanto realizes where he is in Newfoundland, and hears rumors that his tribe and everything's kind of decimated, and he figures out it's far too far for him to walk to get back to his home, Squanto voluntarily, because of all his new language abilities, Squanto got back on a boat and headed back to London, believe it or not. So now he's kind of in demand, because here is this native person that can speak all these different languages, that is highly educated, right? And so he went back to England and lived a very interesting life. And then he ended up embarking on his sixth and final crossing as he decided to come back to the New World once again. And so this is a fellow that had been in and out of slavery, worked his way in and out of slavery, tricked, used, abused, educated in the process, right? And so on his sixth trip and his return to Massachusetts, that's when he finally gets back to what is basically his homeland. And he learns the devastating fact that everybody he's ever known, has been totally wiped out by smallpox. There was only one individual that was saved, and that was Samoset. And that was one of his tribe that actually got taken in by a nearby tribe called the Wampanoags, and he was saved. And so Squanto and Samoset kind of became buddies, and that's where they shared the English back and forth with the traders and learned about what was going on in the area. And what happened is they heard about these people trying to survive and set up that were, in fact, English people. He learned about them from the traders and stuff. Hey, look, these guys are trying to set up a colony and stuff there. And it was these fellows that walked up to the pilgrims at Plymouth and basically said, "May I have a beer, please?" And it kind of floored these pilgrims, thinking all natives were wild heathens, which was the story of the day. And they ended up acting as interpreters and mediators between the settlers and the Wampanoag. I got to see if I'm saying that. Wampanoag chief Massasoit. And so what happened was these pilgrims were failing horribly. Their crops had failed. They had no skills at all dealing with the harsh winters. And it was also wiping out the pilgrims as well. But what Squanto did is he taught them how to plant at the correct depth and time of year. It's what's called the Three Sisters. They would take a fish head and they do beans, corn, and squash. So they'd dig a hole, put a fish head in it for fertilizer, plant corn, which is the stalk, plant beans, the beans grow up the stalk, and then plant everything around it where you can actually get the squash, right, around it. So they all support each other. The squash keeps the corn from drying out at the bottom, etc. So he taught them how to do this. And their crops thrived. He taught them how to catch eels, lobster, again, how to make fertilizer out of the fish. And so what happens is as they go through that entire year of thriving like they never had before, because they just didn't understand the land, and this native fellow, who by all rights should have totally mistrusted any English person, decided that he would share his knowledge and greeted him and said, I can help you with this, and convinced the natives, look, these folks are okay. They're just like any one of us. We just need to work together. And it was in that working together, right? It was in that working together that everybody started learning how to live peacefully together. And in November of 1621, 90 warriors, which were by far enough to completely wipe out the Pilgrims' settlement, 90 warriors showed up with Squanto at their head, and they brought a feast of deer and turkey and cranberry and everything you can imagine to these settlers who had been starving, but in fact were saved by this native, and they all walked in and broke bread together by teaching each other they could work together. And literally, the natives saved the Pilgrims, and the Pilgrims in return taught the natives a great many things. It was a magical partnership. But it doesn't end there. More coming up right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the hundredth time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march
make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it, or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JoeVonHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room. There were 242 operatives just in Georgia alone. And what they did is they loaded every one of these drop boxes. Here's where they got the ballot. You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist. Now you have the facts and the information to educate them and to open their eyes to what's really happening.
Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full webpage dedicated to him on the Secretary
of Georgia's
government
website? Knowledge is power, and that's what empowers
website.
The people.
Why?
And politicians,
because politicians
don't
are
want you to be empowered.
His reach,
and that is why I tell this story every
publicly,
single Thanksgiving.
To cut the crap.
Folks, we're going back to
Jovan
1621.
And corrupt politicians,
and I'm just showing you how much things
truth.
Are politicized
now,
even back
it.
Then, because there is always a market for hate and abuse, and racism, and terror. It's been going on forever. Make people live in fear, and you can control the people. And that's why I always use history to teach. Because if you don't understand history and go back and relearn history, we are doomed to repeat it a time and time again. And I believe that's what's going on right now. We are reliving what actually enabled Nazi Germany. And I just laugh at these kids, fascists, that say they're anti-fascist, when what they're doing is actually ushering in fascism. That's the bottom line. Now, the Squinto character is a good example. I think there are more times throughout history of people letting people be and letting people live their lives and have their religion and have their ways. A good example is with the natives. You'll hear stories, the pilgrims were just Bible thumpers. No, they let the natives live in peace and the natives let them live in peace. And they found out how to cohabitate. Squanto did many great things. He literally brought these two groups together in a fine symbiotic relationship. Samoset and Squanto were incredible players back then, and they negotiated a peace between the natives and the pilgrims, cohabitating, working with each other, teaching each other things, and playing peacemakers and healing and sharing with each other. It lasted. It all came to, very simply, it's like the remarkable healing power of sharing a beer with friends. And we learned from it. Literally, we learned from it. But history has a way that wants to keep things divided, wants to keep things ripped apart. Squanto is the epitome of, and I hate to say it, but shit happens, and that's true. Squanto could have been bitter, had many reasons to be bitter, had many reasons to feel he was treated unfairly in a very rough and tumble, harsh world. But what Squanto learned, make the best of it, improve yourself, improve your knowledge base. There's always a way to succeed. That is why I love the story of Squanto. That is why that he basically, you know, negotiated this peace treaty, Massasoit, and with the alignment with the pilgrims, and they promised not to harm each other, but they also promised to come to each other's aid in the event of an attack. Think about that. Right now, our media in the United States of America is trying to divide us again and to make us all against each other and to make us attack each other. When in fact, that is not our normal inclination. Our normal inclination is just to work it out, get over it, work together. I don't think people really care about anybody's sexuality today. And your religion's your religion. But the media weaponizes it because they want to tell you the world has to be fighting. This has been going on. You look in the history books, you look at the things that are talked about. And if you don't know this true story of people cooperating as good human means to survive with no regard for their differences, no regard for how they lived their lives, and no regard to which God they prayed to. It works. Let people be who they are. Learn what you can. Take what you want, you know, and adopt. If they teach you something new, like, you know, the three sisters and how to plant that, you do it. Humans inherently find ways to work it out. Governments, on the other hand, are what divide and find ways to blow it up and mess it up. You go back in time, the pilgrims describe Squanto as a special instrument sent from God. They recognized that this guy was a gift. He proved his value to the pilgrims, not only as a communicator, but an expert on resources. He taught them how to cultivate their crops, what would help them get through the next brutal winter. They were stunned to find out that they could grow corn and squash in a Massachusetts climate, but they were able to do it. That's cooperation. I find in many ways, if you look at our inner cities, when you have people living together and living with themselves, they find a way to work it out. And you can have different peoples with different ethnic background, because I hate using the word races, because there's only one race, the human race. You find to work it out. But if you were literally to watch TV, you would think that black people and white people can't get along. You get on the real ground and you get in the factories and the job sites, you find out it is no damn big deal. Until you have the advent of cities, that the cities themselves become weaponized. And that's because a group of people got into a city, and in their view, they weaponize it against people, and they tell all the black occupants of one city that you can't trust the white occupants of a city, but it's the politicians doing it. This is the whole moral of just trying to understand the true story of Thanksgiving and how Squantum saved the pilgrims. He lived an amazing life, and it all started, hey, may I have a beer, please? I've often said I believe I could take my most ardent haters on social media, if they have an open mind, and we could sit down over a beer and talk it out, and we could find a way to coexist and discuss things. And we could probably have a meeting of the minds, but we don't have to change each other's minds. And that's the big lie that media, the elite in education, and government needs to perpetuate. They need people broken into classes in order to control them. They need people fractioned into groups in order to control them. Government cannot take over your life without fracturing you. And what is it? What's the bottom line of doing that? To make sure they control the money and to make sure they control the people. Because government, at its heart, is only about control. It's not about help. It's about control. And so what happens is our society has lost, I believe, in many ways, what it is to be human. To be okay with each other. To help each other. And it's because we're fed a continual diet of hate and crap that is 100% agenda driven. And unfortunately, most of the people driving the agenda live in these really weird, isolated bubbles that they actually believe their own propaganda. If you were to go out across the heartland of America, the flyover states they try to avoid, you find predominantly everybody kind of getting along and working together. And everybody's kind of mixed and it's all totally fine. There's nothing wrong and nothing goes horribly wrong until somewhere between it, somebody spouts up, oh, you're being treated wrong. You're being treated bad. It's bad. We are now being told that roads are racist and that bicycles are racist by design. When I heard that one, it was like nuts. Are they even trying to weaponize bicycles or roads? That word racist is so disgusting and so fraudulent that it's repulsive. It's totally repulsive. And this is what's happened in society is we have allowed ourselves to have rulers. And what I mean rulers is we're now taking what we should believe in or what we should stand up for or what we should embrace as a directive from our government. Isn't that what the pilgrims worked to escape from? That the government was telling you what you should believe, how you should live, how you should think, how you should work, because what they left was the government being the boss of everything. And here we are in 2021, soon headed into 2022, and we have come full circle back to a government wanting to tell every one of us how to live, what we should do, how we should think, how we should talk, and even what we should worship. And unfortunately, what they want us to worship is not godly. They want us to worship other things. We went from incredible extremes. We had President Trump, who basically threw this nation into prosperity exceptionally fast. Everybody, regardless of your skin color, was working, jobs were going and great. And he drew the ire of hate of the system, and the system attacked him to get him out. And it's because the system knows the secret that if they can divide us, we fall and they can control us. When I come back, I'm going to talk about how we stand together to fight this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight, Jovan will be right back.
Those in the know like to stay in the realm of innovation. Join them. It's easy to keep up with the latest trends and own the latest tech with BMW Select, as it offers you the option to drive a brand new BMW every 3 years. You also get to tailor your deal to suit your pocket and your lifestyle. Visit select.bmw.co.za for more. BMW Select, dynamic finance for ultimate control. BMW Financial Services is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Here's a message to every rapist, domestic abuser, violent criminal, thug, and every other monster who preys upon women. Maybe you've heard the stories about millions of us flocking to gun stores and gun ranges for the first time, the second time, and the 100th time. Here's what that means for despicable cowards like you. Your life expectancy just got shorter. Because there's a very good chance your next target will be armed, trained, and ready to exercise her right to choose her life over yours. This is what real empowerment looks like. Millions of American moms, grandmothers, and professional women taking our lives and our families' lives into our own capable hands. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Over 18.5 million plays, it's Jovan Hutton Pulitzer.
Folks, I have one job, and my job is for you, and that is to make you the smartest patriot in the room.
At jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com, you will receive the truth that the left does not want you to hear. You will not be banned. You will not be regulated. You will only hear what you need to hear. If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com today.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance, all to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
No, you didn't vote. You thought you voted. All you did was mark a piece of paper with what you wanted to vote. But your vote didn't count then.
If you don't know this information, how can you change what's going on?
Jovan Hutton Pulitzer is unnerving the left daily as he tells you exactly what you need to hear.
You've lost family. You've lost friends over all of this because they said you're a conspiracy theorist.
Just go to jovanhuttonpulitzer.locals.com right now to hear the truth.
If you were asked by someone to explain, how did the computers rig votes? How did the numbers change? Most people would never be able to, much less explain it. or even understand it. Your eyes just glaze over.
If you consider yourself to be a true patriot, it would be a crime not to visit JovanHuttonPulitzer.locals.com today.
I guarantee you, you will absolutely be the smartest patriot in the room.
As I do the radio program here today, and one of the comments by Nate is, leftist postmodern ideology wants to assert political or social radical division. That ideology has no place among us in United States citizens, our heritage, or our principles. That is correct. We are being attacked by paid political thugs. Operators that actually want to take down our countries, like the satanic George Soros. We must understand we play a role in this. I do not believe at all in turn the other cheek. I think that is misinterpreted. It is misinterpreted. It is not turn the other cheek. It is be aware and turn them away, meaning just ignore the crap. I always say you can't be canceled in cancel culture unless you agree to be canceled yourself and use an apology. Free California said in chat, BLM pulled up to our local mall trying to start a problem during all of the first riots. They had a microphone, but everyone ignored them. They packed up within about 30 minutes and left. It was embarrassing, but in our town, we are neighbors. We all work together. That is the key. Now, Master Biddle said it's hard to ignore when you have to drive through crowds. That is correct. But we have to understand how this works. They only have power if we give them power. Now, how do we give these people power? By even paying attention to it or acknowledging it in many ways. When you buy that ticket and go to a movie theater, and that is the very actor or actress that is saying hateful things about America and propagates the lie that white supremacists is all white people, you're empowering it. You're actually paying them to squat and poop all over our way of life. When you go to a basketball game and you pay to see that basketball player who makes $100 million a year, who says America is racist, you're fueling it. See, folks, I think everybody needs to remember we vote every single day of our life. Don't believe me? The ballot, what I'm trying to do with election integrity is prove to everybody that ballot is just like money. The bottom line is where you shop, what you buy, what you put your money into is supporting it. People are saying, right? Ocean Gal said, I watch no sports, no movies, no mainstream media. I am the same way. I realize that really the only thing I can do in life to combat the left and that rhetoric is just don't give them my attention, but certainly don't give them my funding. I have no cable bill at all. I buy no sodas. I will not. You will not find Nike shoes in my house or feet anywhere. Isn't it ironic? Basketball players supported by Nike money saying America's white supremacists, shoes are made in China within political prisoners of a different persuasion in China making the shoes. Isn't that nuts? People, every dollar in your pocket means something. Every dollar going out of your pocket is a vote. Period. I am trying very hard in my life to get even more simpler than I keep it, but also to make sure I audit and inspect what I expect. I'm working very hard to try to understand who is contributing to what to this breakup of society. And if I can give my money local to a mom and pop shop, I'd rather do it. If I can give my money local to a local farmer or rancher, I would certainly rather do it. Because in this system, things are going wrong. I've often, and you're right, you know, Cat Mom says, I'm too, but I can't find an internet router made in USA. We can't be 100% perfect, but I don't even find a need to go into a Walmart anymore. I'm getting so basic on what it is and cutting out so many manufactured crap and so many processed crap. That's it. I'm tired because the only way I can feel okay with me and the only way I can feel okay with my money, if I'm going to live my life as an example, is I understand my dollar's a vote. We have to, like many, start planting gardens again, start canning again. Yes, it might be a minor inconvenience, but once you get the hang of it and you set yourself free and you wonder how you didn't do it sooner. Period. Slovenia implemented you can't fill your car up with gas if you can't show a COVID receipt. I agree with others. Like Cindy said, ditch every retailer who dumped my pillow. Amen. Folks, we've got to go back to basics to make a dent. We have to have our voices heard. We have to get educated on how this is happening. We have to refuse to give them our money. We have to refuse to play their games, because if we continue giving them our money and attention, we are fueling the fire. It is us that will win this back. It is us who will refind our roots. It is us who will take this country back. You just have to get committed, and you have to tell these politicians and elites to cut the crap. Giving them our money and attention, we are fueling the fire. It is us that will win this back. It is us who will refind our roots. It is us who will take this country back. You just have to get committed, and you have to tell these politicians and elites to cut the crap.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hutt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap.
Hey there, think of all those people who mocked you for being a conspiracy theorist. Are you ready to become the smartest patriot in the room? Well, now's your chance to join me on Local. It's exclusive. It's a free trial membership where you can use to determine if my work, my insight, my content, and what I do to educate you to fight this fight for our country is worth it. And this is a whopping $4.16 decision, since that's what the membership is with an annual subscription. Now you have to decide if $4.16 a month is worth becoming the smartest patriot in the room. So are you willing to spend $4.16 to gain the knowledge and insight it takes to make sure your country and our way of life survives? Is $4.16 even worth being able to prove to your family, friends, and coworkers that you're not some whacked conspiracy theorist? Is $4.16 worth spending on your education to fight this fight, but to also know you can do it where you can share the truth and talk about the truth, so help us God, and not get banned? If you are ready to become a fact-slinging, ass-kicking warrior of truth who fights for the survival of this country, then I invite you to take me up on this offer and determine if our country, our future, and my information is worth $4.16. Now, of course, you could use that money to buy one, well, say, iced coffee from your local Starbucks, or you could even feed yourself a box of frozen pretzels. Or that same $4.16 could be used to buy a small frozen Sara Lee pound cake.
Now, of course, you could use that same $4.16 to feed your brain and to pound some sense into the leftists who are leaving our country in a mess. The choice is yours. I hope you join me. Click on the link below to take advantage of this exclusive, limited-time offer, but you better hurry because it won't last long.